Robert.
This is Greg.
And this is Jim.
Well, we went to the city of Rapal where I had a vision just before we had gone. And the vision had to do with a man which was of royal descent. He was on a horse. He had a cloak around his back with a royal symbol on it, symbolizing the royalty. And also there were frogs in this vision, which always symbolized the demonic realm. And all of them were paying homage to this king, and he had authority over all things. And when we got to the city, we had it confirmed that the king of Catalonia lived there, which includes all the northeastern Spain. There also were two main saints that have their large shrines in Rapal. So all of this was confirmed, and this is an area that we went into.
Friday, we had a day off, so we went to the country of Andorra, which is about 250 kilometers north of Vic. And we got to do some shopping and some sightseeing and just took pictures. And we drove to the southern border of France, which we got some pictures of, and then turned back around and came back through Andorra.
It was nice to have a little bit of a rest on Friday, but we picked it up really fast again on Saturday. We went over to the town of Abatarec, which is about 2 hours to the west of Vic. A large family out there that had come from Colombia had started a fellowship, and many other families were there. We ministered there, and we always enjoy ministering in more of a family, a house situation, because it seems like God always moves, and he definitely did that night. After we spoke and started to pray, person after person came up, especially young people, to give their lives to the Lord. And every time we thought we were done ministering, another person came up and said they wanted to give their life to the Lord. So it was a major evangelistic night that night. God did great things. So we got home late Saturday night from that, got up very early the next morning, Sunday, to take off and go to a city that's called Olot. It's about an hour and a half north of the town of Vic, and another town of probably about 50,000 people or so. The fellowship there received us very openly. They're already obviously a very healthy church situation. God gave us some messages talking about history, and that's what they were talking about. We were telling them to don't forget their history, don't forget the roots, don't forget the communion they had as a small group, because God's going to grow them into a very large group very soon. They received the message. They're very grateful that we come up to their part of Spain, which is getting very close again to the French border, to the Pyrenees Mountains. Beautiful place, but they like all the others so far, have told us to please come back whenever God sends us this way. Immediately after finishing up in Olot, we had to head south, about a 2.5-hour, 3-hour trip on down to Barcelona, the big city, and we ministered in a Brazilian congregation, which was very interesting. I'd never ministered in Brazil. Robert's ministered in Brazil a lot, so I guess my first ministry to a Brazilian church happened to be in Spain. But they were very touched. The Lord moved mightily there, and they told us that they would like us to please come back in the future. We spoke a lot about breaking down the barriers between churches, church unity. We've done that the whole trip. We've pretty much laid it on the line, been pretty strong about the fact that if the church isn't working together, we're basically living in sin. And they received it, and with all of our pretty strong words, prophetic words the Lord had given us, they still are open to us coming back, would desire us to come back whenever we can in the future.
It's Monday, and I'm getting ready to take off here in a little bit to head back to the U.S. Just ask that you just pray for my trip back for safety. And while we're here, I saw several amazing things. It was fun just to see Greg and Robert minister to the people.
Well, Greg and I will be here for a couple more days finishing up some more work, and then we'll be heading on home. And we want to just thank everybody for praying for us and keeping in step with us during this trip. We appreciate it a lot. And so we'll be seeing you in a few days. Thank you.
We'll be getting newsletters to you, and hopefully we can get to talk to a lot of you in person and show you some of the things that God did while we were here. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
See you soon.
See you later.